Welcome. You are listening to C3 Hobart Online. We are so glad that you have joined us today for our series called Love Thy Neighbour, which is all about how we can best love and reach our community. We hope you enjoy this message.
Who's thankful that when we're weak, He gives us the strength to stand again? I think there's a few people that in this house this morning have had a week where they've felt a little bit weak. You know what? Jesus says that He will stand with you when you don't have the strength to stand. He will be your sustenance. He will be what gets you through. And we just thank Him this morning for everything that He has done, everything that He is doing, and everything that He will do into the future. In His mighty name, we give all the thanks and all the glory this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Why don't you guys take a seat? If you haven't met me, then I'd love to meet you after the service. My name's Jono, and I got in trouble for saying this last time, but I actually do believe it, and so I'm not ashamed of saying this again. My wife and I are privileged to be the next generation pastors, and we feel it is a privilege. You know, some people go, it's a title, it's something. No, we actually love what we do. We see nothing more fruitful than actually seeing young people, that's youth, young adults, actually put their hands in the air and, you know, publicly acknowledge, hey, Jesus is awesome and He did so much for me, so I'm going to step out in faith and do something for Him. In this world where that's just totally abnormal, we are passionate about, you know, equipping and releasing young people to do that. So this morning, I've been lucky enough to be handed the microphone in Sean's absence. So we're going to have a bit of fun. We always have a bit of fun when I'm on stage. So strap in. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my journey in the last few months because, you know, I like to describe myself as maybe cuddly. Probably some excess skin where in areas where they probably shouldn't be. Let's just say I'm not the ideal epitome of what a man's supposed to look like in this. But that's okay. I'm okay with that. No sympathy. I don't want your sympathy because I've taken accountability and I've gone, you know what? I'm going to get fit. I'm going to get fit. And so this was my thinking. I've gone, right, okay, I'm going to get fit. How hard can it be? It's just, you know, you go and get fit. People do it all the time. So my first thought was going, okay, well, to get fit, you gotta start eating healthy, yeah? So, yeah, that's where I started. 6 months ago, we got like, right, okay, I'm going to start eating healthy. And we started eating some really, you know, awesome salads and, you know, just, you know, some kind of lean meats. And that was fantastic. And I was getting really frustrated because I wasn't getting fit. And my wife, in all her wisdom, said, well, Jono, you know you can't just eat healthy and get fit and then sit there on the couch playing Xbox, you know, in NBA 2K17 and expect to actually get fit. You know, it's not just all about what you eat. And so I've gone, okay, all right, well, maybe I should start going to the gym. You know, because that's the other side of the equation. I'll start going to the gym. And, you know, so when I started going to the gym, I was like, okay, to get fit, you got to run. That's, you know, just running. So I'll start going on the treadmill and I'll start running. And again, still, I was like, there wasn't anything shifting in my life. And again, my wife, just so wise, I'm so incredibly blessed to be with her. She goes, you know you've forgotten about the first bit that you started before, the eating healthy. You can't eat cheeseburgers and then run and expect yourself to get fit. All you'll do is just wear off the cheeseburgers. You're not going to gain any ground. And so I'm like, man, this is hard. This fitness thing is hard. I'm only a guy. I can only think about one thing at once. There's the food bit, and then there's the running, and then someone else told me just the other day, they're like, actually, you know, you probably should build some weight into your training as well, because when you're stronger, your body uses more energy to move all your muscles when you do run, and so therefore you use even more energy, and, you know, fitness comes a lot easier. And so I'm like, man, this is just, there's so many factors. It's just all too confusing. Maybe I just, like, you'll put that in the too hard basket. I'll just be the cuddly guy that walks around church. But you know what? God didn't call me to be that. He called me to have dominion in this place. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you a scripture. So if you've got your Bibles here today, why don't you come with me to the book of Mark, chapter 12. I'm going to start in verse 28. This is the scripture, or one of the translations of the scripture that this whole season of, you know, love thy neighbour is built around. There's a couple of versions. I've taken the one out of Mark. You can find it in Matthew as well, I believe. But this one here, it says, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord with your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. I love Jesus. He was asked for one commandment. What's the greatest commandment, Jesus? And sometimes Jesus actually knows, well, all the time, Jesus knows what we need is not necessarily what we ask for. And so this, essentially, studier of the law has gone, Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? And he goes, you know what? This is the greatest commandment, but I'm going to throw in one for free as well. There's a second bit here. But this confuses me as well. Again, I'm a simple guy. I like being able to focus on one thing. How are we supposed to love God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul, but then have room for anything else? I mean, we are occupying all our love, surely, by, you know, loving him with all our mind, all our soul. What have we got left to love ourselves or love others? And I'm like, man, this just seems like a really, there's so many factors here. But then it dawned on me that if our goal as Christians is to see the outworking of the Great Commission, yeah? So Great Commission is, Jesus said, go into all the world, make disciples of all nations. If that is our goal, then this scripture here is actually our workout. This is our workout to achieve the Great Commission. This has got all the factors that we need to focus on in order to be able to walk out what Jesus has called us to be. Now, I don't know much about workouts, but one thing I do know, you can't have a workout without a great workout montage with some great workout music. So that's what we're going to do. Let's crank it. Come on. Get this on. Rocking the guy, yeah, win it, come on. I'm not a boxer, do not, this is not how you box. I've seen it on all the videos. Hey, why don't we give our awesome stagehands a fantastic round of applause. They're doing an amazing job. I asked them at 8 o'clock this morning, I said, hey, can you lift some stuff off the stage for me? I need them for props. And they're like, yep, no dramas. They didn't ask me what it was until they saw these things, and they've got, oh, I probably need a couple more people to help you there. So thank you, Aiden, and your team. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Fantastic. So this workout is based around three things that I've already kind of talked about. So we are called the Great Commission, which is go into all the world and make disciples. Okay? So the first part of this scripture, which is in, you know, when you think about it, it's probably the first, and it says here it's the most important, is it says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And when I think about this, I go, well, you know what? God first loved us. And so loving him back, as Lisa said just before, an awesome offering message, you know, we actually are giving back to him, but he first gave to us. So when I think about that, I'm going, actually, loving God is all about where we're getting our energy from. It's our diet, yeah? So we've got to actually look at our diet and think, is our diet of God? Is our diet, is what we do out of the love of God? With all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, are we feeding ourselves? So my first point this morning, if you're taking notes, is in order to outwork the Great Commission, is you've got to get fed. You've got to get fed. Fed by the source. Fill your body with this good stuff. Fill your mind and your soul so there's nothing left apart from what God intended. Immerse yourself, you know, get into the Bible, spend time in His Spirit, whatever it is that you can do to make yourself feel like you are in His presence and that He is feeding you. And so that He's on the inside of you, so that whatever's on the inside comes out. That is what this first point's all about. Is number one, focus on nothing else, but number one is get yourself fed. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So that's the first point. That's the first part, which is feed yourself with good stuff. Then what we can actually do is we go, okay, we've been fed. So we now have energy. We have love because God's given us love, okay? So we can then now outwork that love to others. This is the second part of this equation, and I think that some people can often get the balance wrong in this second part. So my second point today is keep it balanced. Keep it balanced. Because the second part of this scripture, can we have this up, Silas? It says, the second like it is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I remember maybe grade 7 English class, the word as, it's like a simile, isn't it? Something like that. It's like, it means like, you know? So love others like you love yourself. In other words, in the same portion that you're loving yourself, be loving other people in the process. And the way that I look at this is in two parts. You've got loving yourself, which is all about endurance. So getting on the rower, getting on the CrossFit, getting on the, oh, not the CrossFit, sorry, the cross trainer, getting on the treadmill, actually building into yourself, loving yourself, doing things in life that actually edify you, build you up, you know, things that make you feel proud to be alive and a son or daughter of Christ. Things like, you know, playing a round of golf. I had a round of golf with my brother-in-law the other day, and it was awesome. You know, he was off one side of the course and I was off the other side because that's just how good we are at golf. And so it was not necessarily about spending time with him, but it was just actually edifying and just allowed me to go, you know what? Yeah, this is me loving myself at the moment. This is using God's love to actually build me up so that I can build my endurance. Now, why is endurance important in our walk with Christ? Well, do you know why endurance is important? Because if you can't go, then you can't fulfill the Great Commission. If you can't go and keep going, which is all what endurance is about, going and going and going, then you aren't able to actually fulfill what Christ has called us to do. This is really important, and I don't say this to go, okay, it's all about, you know, loving yourself and in ways that are selfish and essentially shallow. But it is important in this scripture that he says to love yourself and love others as you love yourself. I think that sometimes we can get caught up in actually not taking time for ourselves. Building ourselves up. You know, on an aeroplane, they say when the oxygen masks drop. I've never had that happen. Has anyone had that happen? Because I would like to talk to someone who has had that happen, because I'm fascinated whether this actually happens in real life. But they tell you, fit your own first and then help others. You can't help others. You can't love your neighbour unless you are actually filled first with the food that you've consumed, but that you're also loving yourself so that you're walking that journey. You've got the endurance to keep going. The second part of this is like your dumbbells. This is the strength component of the equation, okay? That's about as many as I can do. I'm stuffed now, so. This is the love your neighbour bit. And why is this important? Because others out there actually need your strength. Your strength to actually help lift their head to Jesus. Your strength to actually make disciples. Now, it's really important that you understand that you need endurance to go, but strength to make disciples. If I put it another way, we need to build endurance in our life to carry our own cross and strength to help others pick theirs up. So these are the two elements, and I really think that it's important because Jesus says it, and nothing out of my knowledge, but Jesus is saying that we need to balance these. We need to keep these in balance. Because if you get too, you know, if you do too much strength training and you're all muscle, and that's great, and you're out there with people and you're loving everyone else, but you're not actually spending love on yourself, then it's very easy for you to actually, when circumstance comes into your life, it's very easy for you to just fall short and go, oh, you know what, it's too much, it's too hard. I'm hanging on for everyone else, but no one's hanging on for me, and I'm just giving up. I'm not running this race with endurance. I'm giving up. That's too much. But the other side of things is too, is that if you spend too much on yourself, then you're actually going, but not making disciples. You can be going and going and going and extremely strong and steadfast and sure in your own beliefs and your own faith, that you miss the second half of that Great Commission, which is actually making disciples, about the other side of the equation. So what I really wanted to encourage you with in today's message is to, number one, make sure you're feeding yourself with the right stuff. I am dead set sure that Bugsy chips are half the reason why I am looking the way that I am. We used to live in Margate. We moved away from Margate just because we're like, no, we can't have this anymore. They're too good. But it's about feeding yourself, getting the source right. What are you feeding yourself with this morning, church? Is it consuming you? Is it with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul? Is it good for your soul? Is it good for your mind? The second part is keep it balanced. Keep a balanced perspective on things. You know, even Jesus retreated to spend time with himself. We need to be loving ourselves, but also loving others. And in fact, when we do both in the correct proportion, they actually encourage each other. Our strength helps us with our endurance. Our endurance actually allows us to keep going longer when we're doing our strength. So in the correct proportions, we can actually help ourselves outwalk, outwork the Great Commission. And the third point that I want to make this morning, because I just want to actually spend some time allowing some of these things to get back in balance in our life, allowing the Spirit to just intervene, because without him, my words are just a hollow shell. So the third point that I want to talk about this morning is actually, don't get sidetracked. There's one little bit of this scripture which I have not yet really focused on, and I don't think it's there by chance. It says this. I'll grab the musicians to come up. The last part of the verse 31 says, there is no other commandment greater than these. That to me suggests that it's very easy for us to focus on other things. He said there's two commandments you need to focus on, guys. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. It's pretty simple, but we get sidetracked. You know, I'll jump on the scales every week, and if I haven't lost weight, I'm getting a little bit dejected. But actually, when I think about it, my focus is on the wrong thing. Because it's not about losing weight. Because if I'm building muscle, if I'm building endurance, perhaps I won't actually lose weight. Maybe I'll be building muscle, and so actually maybe my body weight will maintain. So if I'm focusing on the wrong things, I can actually get distracted from what the goal was that I was achieving in the first place. To me, my goal is fitness. Not necessarily to lose weight. I want to feel fit so that the things that I do in life, you know, are easier, that I get more joy out of doing things in life. And I really believe that when we actually focus ourselves on what other people are doing and using that as the barometer for our own serving, our own loving of our neighbours, we can actually get sidetracked from what God's called us to do.
So it's really important that we actually just focus on those three components. One, feeding yourself, loving God, getting your love from the ultimate source. And number two is when we outwork that love, allowing ourselves love for ourselves to enjoy life, but also in the same measure as we love ourselves, loving our neighbor, understanding that it is of equal importance. Of equal importance to be loving our neighbor. And this is an equation that people can get different wrong in different ways. You know, some people do everything for others and leave nothing in the tank for themselves. And that can be unhealthy. Because if life throws you a spanner and you're so focused on other people, you might get knocked out of the race. And you know what? That, to God, is not worth it. He says you are important. You are a child of God. And so he would much rather see you in a race of endurance than getting knocked out. But at the same token, there are some of us that can actually swing the pendulum back the other way and say, you know what? I'm good with God. I'm going to heaven, so that's all good. I'm okay with that. And I don't need to love my neighbor or to actually, you know, spread the gospel or make disciples because I'm going to heaven and for me, that's okay. That's all I need. And I really just wanted to spend some time this morning to get that balance right, to come to the altar and actually just seek God and say, hey God, I want you to fill me, because at the end of the day, if it's your love that is consuming me, if it's your love that fills my mind and my heart and my soul, then the love that I give out is yours as well. And you say in your word that you want me to love others as I love myself. So God, why don't you just teach me how to do that? So in this place, I just love everyone to close their eyes for a moment and just reflect on in your life those three barometers. What are you getting fed? How's your endurance? What are your strengths? On the 11th of November, we're going to have an opportunity to actually serve our community. Maybe that's a space for you where you say, look, you know what, I've been too much focused on God's love in my own life, but I haven't actually focused on how I can start building a bit of strength into my workout. Maybe on the other side, you're actually feeling, you know what, I do heaps for other people and I'm actually feeling really tired right now, and I want to commend you for loving your neighbor. It is an incredible gift and not everyone understands the importance of it, but at the same time Jesus says that his love is easy and his burden is light. If you're feeling tired, he wants to actually send some of his love your way, build you up so that you can get that balance right, run the race with endurance, carry your cross with endurance, but along the way having the strength to be able to help others pick theirs up. Why don't we just stand this morning? invite the altar call team to come up the front, because I just really want to, as I said, create some space. We've got 5-10 minutes left in this service, and we just want to facilitate the Holy Spirit to help you get that balance right. Work in your life to help you understand what it is that you actually need to be diverting God's love towards this week. So if that's you this morning, if you feel like you need to fix what you're getting fed, or you need to build a bit more endurance in your life, or you need to pick up some dumbbells and actually start getting into other people's lives, the altar's open, so come and just wait on Him, because He knows the answers. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. He created you. He knows how you work. He knows what you need to hear this morning.
Thank you for listening to C3 Hobart Online. If this message has impacted you in any way, please don't hesitate to contact us at c3hobart.org.au.